Hello and welcome to Women of God on the Frontline, Victorious, a podcast for and about victorious women accepting and celebrating their calling in spite of the many challenges we face. We as women of God face many challenges. However, we are more than conquerors. We are survivors. We are women of God on the front line, victorious through prayer, faith, courage, worship, and power, breaking every chain. Esther 4 and 14. But if thou altogether holdest thou peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? As with Esther, knowing our value in the kingdom of God is vital. There comes a time when we may need to perform roles other than the one we have become accustomed to doing. Rest assured, as this occurs, we will be given the Lord's grace to continue to represent Him while breaking every chain. Valuable lessons from Esther. Esther's life teaches us several lessons. One, there is a preparation time. Esther sanctioned herself to be prepared for the task. As we experience God's preparation time, it may feel the journey is long and uneventful. However, the refining of our character is essential to God's plan for our life. God cannot use a proud woman. Two, how important the favor of God is. Esther obtained favor with the king. When you live a life pleasing to God by obeying his will, you will gain favor with him, resulting in favor with people as well. Three, God works in his own time and season. Esther got her timing right. Maybe God has placed a calling on your life. Don't leap into it without preparation, but wait for God's timing and alignment. God will move in his own time when we stay faithful and alert to his leading. Four, with God, our background does not hinder our future. Esther was an orphan. God still exalted her and used her. Your background does not decide what God can do in and through you. Your faith does. I'm often reminded God has no respect of a person. He used and still uses women to accomplish his entire ministry in a world of need. Take a journey with me as I expound on the words Women of God on the Front Line, describing why I take pride in knowing who I am and whose I am. The word of is defined to indicate origin from, content, or material. If we declare that we are women of God, then we are declaring that we originate from Him. We have His attributes, content, meaning we have all that we need within us to be victorious. Why? Because our Father is victorious in all things. Esther, a woman of God, was given everything she needed to complete her kingdom task. And he will do the same for you. Frontline is defined as the most forward position of an armed force, a military line formed by the most advanced tactical combat units, an area of potential or actual conflict or struggle, the most advanced, responsible, visible position in a field or activity. Women of God, we are on the front line. It is time that we band together and form the most forward-positioned spiritual line of prayer, faith, courage, worship, and power against the enemy that is unbreakable and unmovable, focused on building God's kingdom and the tearing down of Satan's. Esther in chapter 4 and 16 sent an answer back to Mordecai stating, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast you for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." She immediately took her place on the front line for the people of God. Thank you for listening. Join me on the next episode as I go through the 5 advanced tactical units of prayer, faith, courage, worship, and power. Until the next time, be amazingly blessed.